Yeah.
All right, Dr. Cody from the Gwynn Community Schools is with us. Good evening to you, ma'am.
Good evening.
Unfortunately, for those who supported this bond issue, things did not go well tonight. What's your reaction to the vote tonight?
Of course, we're disappointed. However, I look at it as another opportunity to listen to our community. We need to analyze the results. We need to have some opportunities to speak to the community and find out what their fears are, find out if there's anything more that they think that we need to be considering. And listening is the only way that we're going to be able to get better.
All of those things you talked about with me in that last interview, obviously they still exist, right? These problems.
Absolutely. Yes. None of the need has gone away. The need is clearly there. The need for safety and security still exists. The scary part is that the community obviously feels that the ask right now that they are not trusting. So what more do we need to do to build that trust? Now, granted, I've only been here since June. I took the position in August, and I'm learning slowly about the community, and I want to do more listening, certainly, to find out what more is there to uncover, what more can we do to communicate. I feel good about the communications we have started, but it hasn't been that long, at least for me. Now, Mr. Pfluger is amazing. He's been a lifelong resident. 25 years he's worked in the school district. He's completely credible, you know, with his past experience and such. And I feel grateful that he's helped get me up to speed. Our community group, the Citizens Committee, One School, One Community group, is beyond amazing. We have a meeting scheduled for tomorrow, and we will discuss with them next steps. There's certainly other needs that have surfaced since this group has pared down the $61 million, and they pared it down to 45.55. But there are a couple big needs that have come up since then. I'll be talking to that committee first before I'm going to air anything about that with our public.
Well, Dr. Coney, thank you for being open with us and talking with us in a tough situation, I know, for you tonight and for your school district. Mm-hmm. And we will speak again soon. Thank you.
Absolutely. And thank you for caring enough to report. It's wonderful. I appreciate that very much.